This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. According to the latest numbers from the CDC, circumcision is on the decline in the U.S. from 64% of boys born in hospital settings in 1979 to 58% in 2010. Reverend Billy Graham was only the fourth private citizen to lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda of the U.S., joining Rosa Parks in 2005 and two Capitol police officers killed on duty in 1998. The annual Lunar New Year Gala, which is designed to celebrate China as an economic and cultural powerhouse and is broadcast live, is one of the most watched shows in the world with an estimated audience of 800 million. There are some sounds that the government is restoring some human rights and reining in the security apparatus in Uzbekistan. Legislation passed by the Russian parliament in 2006 granted Russia's president expanded powers to use force against opponents living in other countries. Russia has never acknowledged using the authority under law. Murders have fallen from 1,000 a single year in Los Angeles in the 1990s to fewer than 300 a year now. After a campaign by a Labour Party lawmaker from Wales, the UK government has announced that it will set up a fund estimated at $14 million to provide burial and cremation fees for children. In the wake of the West Virginia teacher strike, some Oklahoma teachers called for a strike and gained 73,000 members on Facebook, prompting the state legislature to pass the first tax increase in 28 years to fund a boost in pay of $6,000. Teachers are still planning to walk out for even more. Kentucky, North Carolina, and Arizona teachers are also taking steps for possible job actions. Only New York, California, Washington, D.C., and five other states have their own assault weapon bans, according to the Giffords Law Center to prevent gun violence. Church of England added plastics to the list of recommendations that congregants should avoid during Lent this year. The son of the former president of Angola and a former central banker are suspected of using accounts at HSBC and Standard Chartered in England in an attempt to defraud the country's central bank by transferring $500 million through those UK lenders. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.